This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a new Florida bill punishes big tech censorship. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water. So every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
In an official ceremony held in Miami at the Florida International University, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that is the first like it in the United States. The new law allows citizens to sue Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other big tech platforms that censor the speech of Floridians. Governor DeSantis commented about big tech companies that they are exerting a power that really has no precedent in American history. According to the new law, State Bill 7072, courts are able to award up to $100,000 in damages to anyone that has been a victim of big tech censorship. There are various ways that users can become victims, through flat-out censorship of posts or accounts as a whole, shadow banning, deplatforming, or if the social media platform is inconsistent in the way they enforce their standards. Governor DeSantis said at the conference that Florida is the first state to hold big tech accountable by empowering each and every Floridian silenced by arbitrary corporate censorship to fight back. This is a groundbreaking bill that protects Floridians from Silicon Valley's power grab. Big tech companies are no longer able to deplatform Floridian political candidates. Fines of $250,000 per day will be levied by the Florida Election Commission on companies that violate the law to censor statewide candidates, and a fine of $25,000 per day for other offices. Governor DeSantis commented that while Floridians have the right to block anyone, it's not the role of big tech to censor. In regards to the bill, he said it is a bold first step to reining in big tech tyranny by defending the rights of all Floridians in the digital space. Over the years, these platforms have changed from neutral platforms that provide Americans with the freedom to speak to enforcers of preferred narratives. The Florida law is more than just a slap on the wrist. It is able to be enforced in the real world through antitrust measures that would restrict the companies from contracting with public entities. Social media companies will be required to be transparent about their content moderation procedures and applications. Plus, they will have to give users sufficient notice of changes to their policies. In regards of legal challenges to the bill, the Florida legislature is confident that it can stand firm due to the language, definitions, and explanations given within the bill of how big tech companies have not acted in good faith, but have reaped the benefits from the Section 230 protections. This bill addresses those inadequacies. A reporter in the audience asked Governor DeSantis a question about former President Donald Trump, a resident of Florida, being deplatformed, and if this bill was for him. He responded that, "This bill is for everyday Floridians, but I do think it is another issue that has been brought to bear. When you deplatform the President of the United States, but you let Ayatollah Khamenei talk about killing Jews, that is wrong." His comments were met with a standing ovation and cheers throughout the room. Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunes commented at the signing that Florida is taking back the virtual public square as a place where information and ideas can flow freely. Governor DeSantis remarked, "We are seeing other states now following suit. It starts in Florida, but it doesn't end in Florida." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.